Let us be attentive. Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter.
Let us be attentive.
Peace be with you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be with all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows you need them all. but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well.
Peace be with you who proclaim the gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord said, "The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is not sound, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness?" These words are the beginning of our gospel passage today from the evangelist Matthew. At first glance, it seems pretty straightforward. In fact, the first statement makes a lot of sense. We think of the eye, we think of the sense, of the ability to see, to understand through our ability to see light and darkness, color, depth perception, size. We gather a lot through our ability to see. But this verse has actually very little to do with the ability to see. The eyesight is really the body's way to understand and make use of light and darkness. In a poetic sort of way, of course, like I said, it makes perfect sense, this first statement, "The eye is the lamp of the body." But the next sentence throws us for a loop already. Listen to it. If your eye is sound, healthy, your whole body will be full of light. What does that really mean? What does that really mean? Does it mean that the inner part of my body sees and perceives light? Does it mean that my liver sees the light? Or my muscles or my bones? Probably not. So while the first statement makes sense, the second statement, even in that poetic manner of speaking, actually is a bit of a stretch. It does not make sense if we were to limit ourselves to only the eyes of the body. If this statement were about eyesight and light, as we understand it through the flipping on of a switch or the coming on of the sun at sunrise, the teaching of Jesus would make no sense at all. So what is it about then, if it is not about actual light, if it is not about the actual eyes? Brothers and sisters, it is not so much about any of our senses as much as it is about the whole being, about the whole body. Frankly, it is about one very specific thing. It's about consumption. Yes, brothers and sisters, it's about consumption and the results of the respective consumption. Perhaps I need to explain myself a little bit here. I'll start with this. You know how frequently we refer to this concept of consumer society, right? And consumerism, and we always add some negative connotation to it, some kind of implication that we don't really like it, because we often confuse consumerism with materialism. But frankly, that is actually quite true. We are created to consume. Our bodies, our beings in their totality, are created to consume. Of course, it's easy for us to refer to this concept of consumption when we think of food or drink, right, for the body, or gasoline for driving vehicles, or lumber for building homes. It's easy for us to understand that we consume things when we speak of tangible things that we can touch and feel and perhaps see. But we consume much more than that. How about this non-material consumption that we engage in every single day? We consume ideas, we consume information, we consume images, and we consume sounds also. All of these things, much like food and drink, much like gasoline, much like lumber, all of these things are taken in by the being, by the totality of the being, mind, body, and soul. They are processed and they give a result. They produce an outcome. Yes, brothers and sisters, everything becomes, in fact, an engagement in consumption. Believe it or not, some scientists say that we even consume our own memories by processing them again. So if in truth the same happens with things we listen to and we look at and we hear, just like the things we eat or use or spend, if we are consumers of all of those things put together, what does this teaching actually mean? What is Christ trying to tell us? I believe he's speaking quite specifically to being selective, to actually using good judgment, to be a discerning person as to the things we consume and how we consume them. We know that if I eat certain foods in excess, I will be unhealthy. Even though I also know that if I do not eat certain foods at all, I will also be unhealthy. Things we see and things we hear are the same. There are a lot of things, a lot of these items of consumption that I could list to you, which can become seriously detrimental. I have mentioned this before, and many of you are perhaps aware of it, that the consumption of pornography is one of the most destructive aspects of our life today. And no, it is not just single young men. It is older men. It is older women too. It is everyone. The consumption of ideas we hear and we're bombarded with through media and through things we actually even seek out that confuse us, that bring to our lives more obfuscation than it does clarity. Those are destructions. Those are temptations that consume us in a negative fashion. Therefore, brothers and sisters, I wish to tell you, particularly on this weekend, that as we seek to celebrate the independence of our country, we begin to seek a more discerning fashion to become thoughtful thinkers of independence, of not being dependent on the many things that we consume that in fact become consumers of us. Whenever we give in too deeply, too passionately, to any activity, that activity consumes us more than we consume it. And the balance that the Lord God has given us at creation and expects of us as reason-endowed sheep in His holy flock, that balance goes out of whack, and very quickly. And frankly, we find numerous ways to justify it. Brothers and sisters, seek that what the eye takes in and consumes is healthy. Seek that what you hear with your ears is healthy. Seek that what you put in your mouths is healthy, and on your body, and especially in your mind. Brothers and sisters, seek balance with discernment, for the whole world that is available to us for consumption. Amen.